Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And we're glad that you could join us for the second day of our lesson, learning about golf idioms. We are swinging into golf idioms. Now, I do wonder if you have ever seen a golf game, or maybe you've seen a golf tournament in person, or maybe you've seen one on TV. Maybe you're watching the British Open this year. Carolyn, have you ever seen a golf match or a golf game? Was there anything unique about this?
Well, I have seen golf matches on TV, and something very interesting that I notice while I'm watching mm-hmm. is that the people are usually behind some sort of barrier or a fence so that they aren't getting in the way of the players, and when the player does well, they clap, but mm-hmm. it's not a loud clap like maybe what you would have at a play, mm-hmm. but a very soft clap, just in the palm of their hand, very quiet, called a golf clap.
A golf clap. Very calm, very polite. You have good manners because you don't want to be too loud at a golf tournament. The golfers need to focus. Okay, well, of course, we're going to learn some more idioms that come from the sport of golf. Actually, even in our title, Swing Into Golf Idioms, that's kind of an idiom too. So let's swing into the lesson right now.
Swing into golf idioms. Tee off and tee somebody off. When a golfer begins a game, he places a golf ball atop a tee before hitting it. So teeing off refers to beginning a golf game, but it can also refer to starting other kinds of activities. For example, your boss might tee off a meeting by telling a joke. While teeing off refers to making a start both in golf and in life, teeing somebody off is quite different. When you tee somebody off, you make them angry. Causing a friend to miss a golf shot would undoubtedly tee her off.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Time to tee off. We're back for day two of our language article on golf and English. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Atop. Atop is a preposition. The building's residents are growing plants atop their apartment building. Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly is an adverb. Pass the ball to Laura. She will undoubtedly make the shot. Accuracy. Accuracy is a noun. Professional baseball pitchers must be able to throw the ball with great accuracy. Acquire. Acquire is a verb. Students can acquire information online about the schools they're interested in. Sounds like fun? Let's dive right in.
And you know what? If you clap louder than a golf clap at a golf tournament, that would undoubtedly tee the golfer off. Well, let's take a closer look at these idioms. To tee off and tee somebody off. When a golfer begins a game, he places a golf ball atop a tee before hitting it. There's a word there from our word bank. Carolyn, what does atop mean?
Well, atop means to be on top of something.
Yeah.
So you see that word top, T-O-P. Atop just means to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So if you can use a phrase, it is on top of something, then you can also say, it is atop that thing. Do you see that hat atop his head? It is quite a funny looking hat. Oh, look up in the tree. There's little birdie atop the branch on that tree.
That's right. So this is a very fun word that you can use. Atop just means that it is on top. Well, The golfers place a ball atop a tee before hitting it. So, teeing off refers to beginning a golf game, but it can also refer to starting other kinds of activities. So, when you tee off in a golf match, it means that you start the game. You place the ball atop the tee or on top of the tee, and you swing. The golf match has started.
All right, with teeing off. Now, you can use this in real life. For example, as our article says, your boss might tee off a meeting by telling a joke. Okay, so he begins the meeting by telling a joke. Usually it's nice to tee off class or tee off meetings with something light or humorous like a joke. What are some other ways that you could tee off your class if you are teaching?
That's right. So you can just give a fun introduction to make the students feel at ease. Or maybe you are having a meeting, you can tee it off with a joke. Just begin with something easy and lighthearted to make everyone feel comfortable. Well, continuing on, while teeing off refers to making a start, both in golf and in life, teeing somebody off is quite different.
It's true. This is not a joke. It's not something lighthearted. When you tease somebody off, you make them angry. That's what it means. Oh, she really teed me off. I'm angry.
Well, we don't want to make you too angry, Gabe. We do not want to tee you off. And continuing, we see that when you tee somebody off, you make somebody angry, and causing a friend to miss a golf shot would undoubtedly tee her off. So, if you make your friend miss their golf shot when they are swinging to hit the ball, it would undoubtedly tee her off. Let's look at that word. It's a very interesting word. Gabe, what does it mean?
Well, that means there's no doubt about something. This will happen for sure. It's certain. Undoubtedly, it will happen. For example, you could say, Samson is undoubtedly the strongest person in our class. There's no question about it. He's big, he's strong, he's undoubtedly the strongest person in class.
That's right, and perhaps if you're watching the British Open this week, you will be able to undoubtedly find out who is the best golfer. He is undoubtedly the winner. He clearly won the match.
That's right. Well, how else can you use this phrase? I think maybe your friend will undoubtedly be happy to see you. You haven't seen each other in a long time. Undoubtedly, she will be very happy to see you. Well, I want to go back to that other phrase that we talked about earlier, teeing off. So, to begin a process or begin something. Maybe there are different ways to tee off a class. I think a fun way to tee off class would be to play a game. Carolyn, do you like playing games?
I do like playing games, and those can be a very great way to tee off a class. It could also be a great way to tee off a review session. So maybe you are studying for a test, but before you just start reading and trying to memorize facts, maybe you could tee it off with a game that helps you to recall or remember some of the things you've learned.
These are great ideas, because when you're learning another language, like English, of course you want to learn and master the language, but you also want it to be fun. And if you're teaching another language, or teaching anything for that matter, sometimes it's good to tee off class with something fun, like a game or like a joke.
That's right. Well, we do want to make sure that you are teeing off things well and in a good way and not teeing someone else off. This is not something you want to do. Well, we are going to tee off the next part of our lesson by joining Steve and Ken in the information cloud, and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Earlier this month, we introduced you to Janus, the ancient Roman god whose name forms the root of our English word January.
His name, Janus, is also associated with special kinds of words, Janus words.
Now, a Janus word is a word that has opposite meanings, which is fitting because, if you remember, Janus is depicted as having two faces that look in opposite directions.
So Janus words are also known as autoantonyms because they act as their own antonyms.
Okay, the word off, which we see 8 times in today's lesson, is a good example. Two of its meanings are contrary to each other.
One meaning of off is deactivated, like when we turn something off. Its opposite meaning is activated, like when a bomb goes off.
See? The same word, same spelling, same pronunciation, but two meanings that contradict each other.
Another example is the verb clip. It can mean to separate, as in clip the coupon from the newspaper. But it also means to join, as in clip the music sheets together.
There are dozens of Janus words like dust, bolt, can, fix, and weather. Can you think of any others?
我们今天来看一种有趣的英文字 Janus words. Janus 是古罗马神话中看门的两面神，因此 Janus words 是指含有两个意思完全相反的词，就像今天课文中出现很多次的 off 这个字。 off 可以表示关掉，像 turn off the light 关灯，但是 off 呢也可以表示启动，像 a bomb goes off 炸弹被启动爆炸了。再举一个例子， clip 它可以表示修剪、剪断、剪下来，像 clip the coupon from the newspaper， 把折价券从报纸上剪下来。但 clip 也可以表示夹住、夹紧，像 clip the music sheets together， 把乐谱夹起来。所以同一个字，两个完全相反的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 atop 这个介系词。atop 是指在某个地点或某个物品之上。例如 the boy sat atop the school fence. 这个男孩坐在学校的栏杆上。或者是 Tom put his resignation letter atop a pile of papers on his boss's desk. Tom 把辞职信放在老板桌上的一堆文件上。或者是 a parrot perched atop the tree branch. 一只鹦鹉停歇在树枝上。继续我们看的是 undoubtedly 这个副词， UN 是否定的字首， doubt 是指怀疑，所以 undoubtedly 是指毫无疑问的或肯定的。例如 Our products are undoubtedly the best in the market， 我们的产品绝对是市面上最好的。或者是 Mandy is undoubtedly the company's most faithful employee， Mandy 毫无疑问的一定是公司中最值得信赖的员工。
Today we are continuing our lesson on swing into golf idioms, learning all about idioms from the game of golf. We've already talked about tee off and tee somebody off. Today those are two very different idioms. If you tee off, that means that you start something, and we hope that you will tee off your next class with something fun. If you tee somebody off, then you make them very angry, and we hope that that is not something you will be doing anytime soon. Well, we have another great idiom coming up in the next part of our lesson, hole in one.
Swing into golf idioms. Hole in one. Making a hole in one requires hitting the ball into the hole 365 meters or so away in a single stroke. Talk about accuracy. A hole in one can also describe something that is successful the first time. Someone who acquires a great job on their first interview just got a hole in one. Who knows? One of the golfers competing in the Open over the next few days might hit a hole-in-one, too.
All right, we're making a hole-in-one here. We're going to do this in one shot, and we will succeed. Okay, hole-in-one. Making a hole-in-one requires hitting the ball into the hole 365 meters or so away in a single stroke. Okay, so this is a wonderful thing when you're playing golf to make a hole in one.
That's right. It is certainly not something that is easy to do because you only have one stroke, one stroke to hit a small ball into the hole 365 meters or so away. And we see that it says or so because it might be more than that or it might be less.
That's right. You could use that phrase or so in other ways. You might talk about your class. Your class has 30 people or so. That's probably a few more than 30, but you could say it just has 30 people or so.
That's right. So it just means about or approximately, words that we've talked about before, and this is done in a single stroke. The next sentence says, talk about accuracy. And that is a word we want to talk about from our word bank. Accuracy means that it is very accurate. So this is not about a certain number.
Nope.
It is exact.
Exactly. Very good. Accuracy. And Carolyn also used the adjective form of this word, accurate. A-C-C-U-R-A-T-E. If someone gives you a question or asks a question and they want an exact answer, they might ask for an accurate answer. Especially in math, your answers need to be accurate or exact.
That's right. So if something is accurate, then there are no mistakes. And if you are able to hit a small ball into a hole that is 365 meters away, you are very accurate. You have great accuracy.
It's true. Now, is accuracy important for everything in life? Well, not really. Some things don't need to be exact. If you're on stage and you're acting, it doesn't need to be accurate. You're just going with how you feel sometimes. Other things do need to have more accuracy. Like if you're playing music on a musical instrument, you need to hit the exact notes. Those need to be accurate. You have accuracy there. So think about the things in life that require accuracy and the things that don't.
Well, in that sentence about accuracy, it was a very short one, only three words. Talk about accuracy. And I think that Liz has something she wants to talk about in the Grammar Gym.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz, and here's our grammar tip sentence. Talk about accuracy. Our focus is on the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, talk about. Normally, when we say talk about, we mean having people share what they think about a subject, like, let's talk about our weekend plans. But in today's sentence, the writer is not saying that readers should discuss the subject of accuracy. Instead, talk about is an informal expression we use to show something is a clear example. So, going back to today's sentence, the writer is commenting on how putting the ball into the hole with just one stroke is a great demonstration of accuracy. Okay, let's look at some more examples. I was shocked when I heard the awful news. Talk about tragedy. Or, the restaurant messed up our order and then blamed us for their mistake. Talk about ridiculous. Be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we're continuing to learn about a hole-in-one. A hole-in-one can also describe something that is successful the first time. So the very first time that you do it, maybe it's challenging, it's difficult, but you succeed. You did a great job. You got a hole in one.
That's right. And the next sentence gives us an example of a hole in one. Someone who acquires a great job on their first interview just got a hole in one. Because it's not easy to get a good job on your very first interview. Mm-hmm. But if you are able to acquire one that way, then you got a hole in one.
It's a great accomplishment. And of course, this word acquire means to get something. By working for it, usually you acquire something, and it maybe wasn't too easy to get. So, for example, you could say, how did you acquire so much money? How did you get all that? How did you acquire it?
Well, you must have worked very hard to acquire it. You can also acquire skills.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are learning how to play the piano, and you practice every day. You can acquire the skill of becoming a great pianist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to acquire the skill of being a good piano player or a pianist, but I gave up after a few years. However, I still have the skill of playing drums. That's one skill that I acquired. Some people also talk about acquired tastes. You use this word kind of like an adjective. An acquired taste is a taste that maybe you didn't like at first, but you've grown to enjoy it and maybe even love it. It's an acquired taste. Carolyn, let's see. What is something that, have you ever had 臭豆腐, stinky tofu?
I have eaten stinky tofu before, and it is not a taste I have acquired.
No? Oh, okay. Well, it is a taste that some people have acquired. They have grown to enjoy it. It's not my favorite, but now I will eat it. I'm acquiring a taste for it. Oh, now I remember. I was thinking about cilantro. There's a certain kind of herb that I didn't used to like, but I've acquired a taste for it. So now I enjoy it.
Well, that is great. You can acquire tastes for many different things. And going back to our idiom here, a hole in one, who knows? One of the golfers competing in the Open over the next few days might hit a hole in one too. Have you ever hit a hole in one? Think about that. Talk about it in English. Have you ever made something on the first try? You were able to succeed after just one try. A hole in one.
And of course, you feel great after you hit a hole in one. Well, there is a question here. It says, who knows? So, who knows? That means we're not sure yet. One day we will know, especially when the British Open is done for this year. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 accuracy 这个名词。Accuracy 是指正确或准确。例如 ,I can guarantee the accuracy of the figures. 我可以担保这些数字的准确性。它的形容词是 accurate, A-C-C-U-R-A-T-E, 意思是准确的或者是正确无误的。例如 ,accurate calculations are required from pilots and astronauts. 作为机师或太空人精确的计算能力是必要的。所以我们看的是 acquire 这个动词。acquire 是指获得或取得。例如 ,the couple took their newly acquired RV on a road trip. 这对夫妻开着新买的休旅车去公路旅行了。或者是 children nowadays acquire most information from the internet, not from books. 现在的小朋友从网络上摄取大部分的知识不再由书本取得了。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Well, we've learned a number of idioms here over the last couple of days. Of course,our idiom in the title is swing into something. And of course, we have par for the course, above and below or under par, tee off or tee somebody off, and a hole in one. Did you learn any new idiom these last couple of days? Maybe some idioms that you will use in the future. Carolyn, what do you think about these idioms?
Well, these are very useful idioms. I especially find myself using above or below par fairly often when I'm trying to describe things to my friends or give my opinion about something.
You know, I do too, and usually I'll say, oh, that's subpar or it's not up to par. But you know what? Some people also like to use these other idioms. See if you can...slip it into your conversations sometime within the next week. Try using these golf idioms. Thank you for joining us here today. And of course, we will see you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!